All right, Deion Cole, I think I'll come down to Caroline's this weekend, check you out.
Yeah.
I've never seen your stand-up.
Yo, you got to come see it, man.
Very funny man. Very funny man.
It's different. It's different from what I know from television and movies.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different. It's my perspective on everything. Yeah, I ain't playing nobody. I'm myself. It's a whole different view, man. Just a different view on life. Yeah,
and I love Andrew Tribeca.
Oh, yes.
You and that dog?
The dog is crazy, right?
And y'all deliver the lines like, that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the hardest part of the job, not laughing and not noticing what's going on behind me or in front of me. Like, you just have to keep straight face, and we go through many takes, man.
Andrew Tribeca is funny.
Yes, please check it out, man. If you like Naked Gun and Airplane, right, you'll love this.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
And next month is the new season coming out.
Yes, June 6th, the new season of Andy Tribeca. Check it out, Rashida Jones, myself.
Do you know what's going on behind you sometimes, or you don't know what's going on?
What you mean on the show?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what's going on behind me, absolutely, but you just have to, the timing, for that show, timing is everything. When I'm delivering a line, a guy walking on fire needs to walk soon as I say, and they will. He needs to be on fire walking right behind me.
It's like the Naked Gun part of directing where you got to watch the screen, not just listen, because so much is happening.
Yeah, you can watch it like three times and notice something new every time.
Yeah, I didn't see that right.
And you don't need any herbal enhancement to watch this show, do you?
No. But you can.
Do you have any herbal enhancement?
He said, but. Hey, Deion Cole.
Yes.
Where were you when Prince died?
Oh, man, I was sitting in my living room, man. I woke up, sitting in my living room, and I got a call from my son's mother, and she was like, Prince died, and I was like, you lying. And I seen it, and was
she
like,
lie.
What?
See, that was not necessary. That was so not necessary.
Anytime a man get a call from his, you said, well, you never had a call from your baby mama.
No, I haven't. No, I can't say that I have.
She was like, he died. I'm like, how much?
See?
How much?
Okay, so Prince had two exes, ex-wives, who were not invited to the memorial service that they did in Minneapolis. So last night, the two exes had their own memorial service in Los Angeles.
That's crazy. They had their own memorial service.
Yeah, because the family didn't invite them.
Well, you have to do it that way.
I bet that was crazy.
Yeah, I bet that was crazy.
They were arguing over who wrote, what song was wrote about them.
He wrote that about me.
And I think one of the ways that we found out about it was that Spike Lee IG'd his wardrobe choices that he was going to make for going to the memorial service last night. He had the purple beret.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And other celebrities. Herbie Hancock was there. Tavis was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the ex-wives held it. They were the hosts of it.
Wow. It's parties going on for him left and right everywhere. And everybody having this big debate over they giving Prince more love than Michael Jackson. Everybody having that debate, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, Prince was a musical genius. Michael's fantastic. He was a great singer, but Prince played instruments. He produced other people's music, you know. Plus, people wanted to sleep with Prince.
Both men and women.
So when you add all that up.
Both men and women. To add it all up.
Yeah.
He is.
And then there's that.
No, Prince wins.
Prince wins. Prince wins, man.
Over 700 people have claimed to be a relative of Prince and want a part of his estate. Inheritance.
One is a guy who says he's his son, and he's in maximum security prison in Colorado or somewhere like that.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's going to be kids popping up everywhere claiming that they Prince kids all over the place. Ain't nobody Prince kid. Prince ain't had no kids. Prince was cautious. Prince was writing songs. He was having sex with his eyes.
El Chapo is being extradited to the U.S. He's going to be right there in Brooklyn facing charges of embezzling, of laundering over $14 billion. El Chapo.
Yikes.
He's coming to New York. Duck, oh. Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Donald Trump is not scared.
Oh, he's coming to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming to New York, Brooklyn.
Man, come on down to Caroline this weekend.
El Chapo. Get your laugh on.
Come get your laugh on. I know you've been under a lot of stress.
Tunnel your way in.
What we going to do? What we going to do about Donald Trump, Deion Cole? What we going to do?
We going to move. We going to move if that happens, brother. Oh, man, that can't happen. See, I'm going to tell you something, man. When you believe, people don't understand the power of when you believe. See, power is when you have an idea and the timing for that idea meet. And when that happens, that's called power. And Donald believed he can make it. People be laughing at him, but I look at it like, yo, you can do whatever you want if you just believe. And he believed that. They laughed, and now look at him.
And everybody believes in him.
Yeah, because the timing is right. You had a black president. You had a black president for 8 years, so now they going, yo, we got to go white, left wing all the way. So this is the perfect timing for them to...
I see what you mean. Yeah. If he was running against Bush, this wouldn't happen, huh?
This would not happen. And I believe Hillary Clinton needs to win in order to beat Trump, because I don't think Bernie's going to beat Trump. And plus, if we get Hillary, we get a twofer. We get Bill back in office, too.
which is good for a comedian's work.
Oh, yeah. Man. It's
but don't say Bill gets back in, though.
I know what I'm talking about. No.
A tragic story. A tragic story, man. George Zimmerman is auctioning off the gun that shot Trayvon. And the auction is going on now. The asking price, the starting asking price for the gun for the bidding is $5,000.
What?
He received the gun from the Justice Department, from the police.
The investigation.
And he immediately put it up for auction.
$5,000. Why is he still doing whatever he wants? Why is he doing that? That's crazy.
He believed, just like you just said.
He believed he could.
And a lot of people behind him. He said, this is your opportunity to own a piece of American history.
Oh, my God. See, dude, this is... That, man, we got to get the pantsuit in office, Judge. Dude, we need pantsuits in office. That's what we need, man. I mean, we need compassion in office. We never had that before. It's been a lot of testosterone forever from the beginning of time. We just need some compassion. I think some compassion will help out in office, man. And then when situations like this happen, they'll handle that, like go straight at it. Like, I don't think he should be doing that. That's crazy.
And whoever buys the gun, we need to watch that person.
Yes, we do.
We need to watch that person really closely, 24 hours.
Oh, we need to keep our eye on that person, definitely. That's what we're going to do. Let's tell everybody, keep your eye on Zimmerman's auction and find out who buys this.
And who bids on it. Not only who buys it, but who bids on it, too.
Yes. Oh, this is crazy. Man, soggied up my cornflakes.
All right, Deion Cole, I'm going to try to put the band back together and come down to see you at Caroline's.
Man, come on. I'm going to have a seat for you with some end tables and some grapes. Come on down, and I'm gonna take care of you. I promise you, man.
I'm gonna try to bring Sherry and Jackie and Don Lemon.
Tell everybody to come on down.
The Harlem Connection.
That's gonna be love. I got you. Just hit me up, and I got you. You all good, man. Thank y'all so much for all the love, all the time. I love y'all so much. Thank
all right,
you.
All right, Dion Cole.
Yes,
my man.
Keep